I talked to Tim Hurst, who's the Deputy Secretary of State for Ben Yasirsa, and he said that the Secretary of State not only has no statutory authority to fact-check or edit any of the arguments that are submitted by the campaigns for the voter guide, but they don't want to because they're concerned about making it appear like the state is taking sides or is censoring one side or the other. I thought it was interesting that the arguments aren't vetted, basically.
Melissa, in your story, you wrote about a claim being made by one of the sides in the Students Come First vote this fall. What exactly is the issue there?
So the issue in Proposition 3, that's the part of the education reform laws that deal with the technology and the laptops. And so the Vote No on Propositions 1, 2, 3 campaign is calling it an unfunded mandate. This is something that the Associated Press has written about. The state education department has taken issue with. They're pointing out that the mandate has actually been funded for this fiscal year and that the legislature is required to fund it moving forward. And they say it is an unfunded mandate because it lacks a stable funding source moving forward, but the legislature is required to fund it.
You also wrote that one person wanted to change his contribution after it was submitted, and even though that politician wanted to change one of his own quotes, he couldn't. Explain.
The Vote No on 123 people used a quote from Senator Dean Cameron that he made during a floor debate on the original legislation in the legislative session in 2011 when this was first being passed, and he voted against it. He said that the stakeholders weren't supporting it, the superintendents, the school boards, not the teachers, not the parents, none of them. There was a misunderstanding between the teachers' union executive director and Senator Cameron. She asked if she could use the quote. He said yes, but he misunderstood what she was using the quote for. He found out it was being used in the voter's guide and asked if it could be taken out. Both the IEA and Senator Cameron asked the Secretary of State's office for that argument to be taken out, and they said no. It was past the deadline, and according to statute, the Secretary of State doesn't have the statutory authority to take it out. I read the statute. It doesn't specifically prohibit him from taking it out, but it doesn't give him the authority to. And so the way they interpreted the law was they weren't going to touch it.
Can the Secretary of State change anything at all?
Well, technically, they can. They have before. In 1994, they did allow one change in a rebuttal argument that was submitted that was deemed to be potentially libelous and would have opened up the state to a lawsuit. And so they did change that. But in his letter to Senator Dean Cameron, Ben Yasirsa pointed out that this is different. This isn't libelous. This was a quote that was made in a public forum and therefore was fair game.
You spoke with some officials in the Secretary of State's office. What's their take on this? Does this bother them?
Their take is they want to leave it up to the campaigns because they don't want to be seen as censoring or taking sides on these ballot issues.
How many people will get this guide?
So this guide is being sent to every single household in the state. It's not just sent to registered voters. It's sent to every single mailbox and every single P.O. box. And so the Secretary of State's office spends a quarter of $1 million on that, and they also spend an additional about $100,000 to print and publish the constitutional amendments in every newspaper in the state.
I guess the question then, the bottom line, is how useful is it if the information in it isn't vetted?
That's the big question here. Not only is the information not vetted, but it's being paid for by taxpayers. And I think that's what caught our attention in the first place.
Have you gotten any feedback since a couple of days have passed since you first wrote about it and it appeared in your newspaper?
I've heard from a few readers who were surprised they didn't know that the arguments were not vetted. And I've also talked to a few politicians who were surprised, I guess, that they knew they weren't vetted, but they had never thought about the fact that taxpayer dollars are being spent to pay for campaign messages to go to voters. And so I don't know if this is something that will spur a change, but it is getting people talking.